Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Chapel out here in the West Texas desert. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
Here I am once again. I pour out my heart. True and a hope that is real as I yield to your voice. You bring a freedom to all that's within in the safety of this place. I'm longing to pour out my heart to say that I love.
Praise the Lord. Dear Lord, we come before you again and we thank you, Lord, that we can come before you. We thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayers and for loving us enough, Lord, to give us those who are around us so they can bring the word, your word, into our hearts and our minds. And Lord, we ask that you open up our understanding today so that we may hear your word and so that we can act upon it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Power. do with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength. You are my God. You are my God. And I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength. You are my
Jesus. Give the Lord a cheer. A couple of powerful songs. I want to go over to Psalm 22 this morning. This psalm has some meaning to me because about 20 years ago, I was in a place in my life where even though I didn't need the Lord, these words are true to the way I felt. Because at that time, I wanted to die. I was done playing on this earth. I didn't want to be here anymore. Nothing was going the way I wanted it to. In 22nd Psalm, David says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, I am not silent. And am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. And at that point in my life, I felt everything had forsaken me and was totally against me. And I was done. At that time, I was not walking with the Lord. But it was at that time that he lifted me up. Now, I'd gone to various churches as a kid until the time I was 9 and said, I don't want to go no more. And my mom said, okay. And for years, I never went. I never picked up a Bible. I never looked at it. And when I would run into those people who were carrying around their Bibles and talking about Scripture, I would put them down. I didn't want anything to do with it. Because when my mom died when I was 14... how could a God that loved each and every one of us, as I had been told, allow that to happen to me? I wanted to be as far away from the Word of God as could be, as far as from east from west. But at that lowest point, I said, if you're real, help me. And what came back to me at that time was the 23rd Psalm that we read at my mom's funeral. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. You see, at that time in my life, I had given up. And because he is true to his word, he lifted me up. He stilled the troubled waters in my heart and in my mind. And he brought me to a place where he could use me. And at that time, the first thing I wanted was a Bible. And I read it a few times. And then I would go to different churches and ask questions. And I would get poisoned word, poisoned interpretation. What I would receive sounded good. Some of it made me feel good. But it was not what I needed at the time. I needed the truth. I wanted the truth. And there was some of those that I sat there and followed and started going to and kept going to that I knew in the back of my mind there was something wrong. But at that time, the Lord was using me. Because there would be different people that would come up to me and we'd start talking. Next thing you know, we're talking about the Bible. And over the course of years, there are times when it came to me to say something to a person, and I did. And I would speak scripture to them without having my Bible in hand. And afterwards, I'd have to go back and look in the Bible. I wanted to see, number one, if I said it right. And number two, I wanted to reread what I said. Because it was important. Not to me. But it was important that somebody else could hear this in their life. To hear the true word. If you're not hearing the true word of God, you're hearing a lie. And you will end up in hell. The Lord does not want us to end up in hell. He gives us all the tools available not to end up in hell if we choose it. That day when I asked him, he did restore a part of my soul that I had destroyed, that I had given up on, that I figured didn't exist. In an essence, it didn't exist because my spirit and soul were separated. There was no connection there. But through Jesus Christ and me humbling myself before Him and coming to Him and praying to Him, that was restored. So I could hear Him. So I could hear words in my head that would come out of the blue that had nothing to do with me or making me feel good. What is your God? I'd like to say my God 100% of the time, 24/7, is Jesus Christ. I would love to say that. And one day, hopefully, I can. But this life is a battlefield, and we have to fight. Because there are so many things out there that can become your God. It can be your job. It could be a spouse. It could be money. It could be your children. Anything. It could be video games. It could be role playing. Or it could be drugs. Or it could be alcohol. What do you thirst for? What do you want? If your answer is Jesus Christ, then He's willing to accept you. He's willing to assist you. He's willing to help you. And He's willing to bring those people around you that can help you, that can assist you, that can bring you to the point where you can fight, so you can move ahead, so you can recognize these items and push them out of the way and tell them, no, I rebuke you. I love Jesus Christ. I want Jesus Christ. And I need Jesus Christ in my life. Don't allow other things to become your gods. Because when they do, they start separating you from Jesus Christ. The cares of this world and Satan himself want nothing more than to bring you down to his level. And he will use all these things to fight against you and to knock you down. But remember, Jesus Christ is there. We can tell those things to get behind me, to get away from me. He is more than willing to allow us to make these falls. You know, it tells us, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Not when you almost fall and you catch yourself. Not when you're just, you know, oh yeah, that'd be nice. Tempted. When you fall. When you drop all the way down and say, that's what I want. Or that's who I want. Count it joy. Why? Why would you count it joy? Because when you recognize that you have fallen to that point, you can stand back up. You can say no. And take back control and fight against Satan to bring yourself back up and say, Lord Jesus, help me. And humble yourself before Him so that you can attain what He has promised. And there are days when I have to, several times a day, go back to Him and ask Him, help me. He's never not been there when I've asked. His word has always been in the back of my mind. And I know now that there are times, even when I was young, He was there for me. There were times when I was fighting against Him that He was there for me and He protected me. Right at the time when I was at most against Him, He was protecting me. There were times when I should have died. Or at least been maimed in some horrible manner. But He was there. And He's there for you. All you have to do is choose Him. And humble yourself. And say, Lord Jesus, help me.
This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread.
Good morning. I'm not going to be long. I just got a little story to tell. This morning, South Carolina was sharing about the miracle the Lord did with Melvin Scott's baby girl. And I was thinking, do people really understand what went on? And I thought of a story, an incident that happened to me back in the 70s. I bought this Radio Shack Model 1 computer. And I took it home and I started learning to program it. I was feeling pretty good about myself. And I would write a program and it would run and it was cool. And things were going along very nicely. And one day, the computer crashed. It locked up. It wouldn't work. So I took the computer to Radio Shack and told the guy, it's broke. It won't work. So he fired it up. We ran the program, sure enough. Boom. Crashed. So he went over to another computer, ran the program on that one. Sure enough, it crashed. He said, there's nothing wrong with the program, the computer. It's the program. So we pulled out the program and we looked. And there was some code that had to be changed. And when the code was changed, the computer ran perfectly. Most people today are familiar with computers. Your cell phone is a computer. Your tablet. And they all run with software. And software is coding. And the deep code. That's what makes it run. It's called machine language. We have a coding. It's called DNA. And that DNA is what makes everything work right. And when the DNA gets screwed up, bad things happen. The miracle was that God, through prayer, rewrote the DNA for that child. And if he could rewrite the DNA for that child, he could rewrite the DNA for you and me. Amen. When we need it. And that's all I wanted to say. He is the God that wrote the program. And he knows how to fix it. If we'll ask him. I'm done.
Soul that was lost, turn it around. She's all excited.
There is no rock, there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. The rock of salvation that cannot be moved, has proven himself to be faithful and true. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. Jesus is the rock, rock of ages. Jesus is our rock, rock of ages. Jesus is the rock. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. There is no rock, there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. The rock of salvation that cannot be moved, has proven himself to be faithful and true. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. Rock of
Dear Lord, we just thank you. And as always, Lord, we love you. Your words are true. May those that are not here with us and hear this message, Lord, may they find you so that they may walk with you, so they can join your army and do your will. And we thank you for being with us, Lord, as we go out this week. May you bring those in contact with us that need your word. And may we be the vessels that deliver that word to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.